Next, we have an update on celebrity dating news. Never mind Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. Editors of the Justice League comic book series think they've beaten that story with their tale of a blooming relationship between Superman and Wonder Woman.
When a comic book featured the two superheroes kissing, the issue sold out. That was last week. DC Comics promises a second printing later this month.
Jeff Johns, the chief creative officer at DC Comics, says the prospect of a superhero date raises plenty of questions.
What does this mean for Wonder Woman, or what does this mean for Superman? What does this mean for Lois Lane? How would Lex Luthor react? How will the world react? All those questions are what's going to be fun to explore when these two characters start to have a relationship that's, you know, that goes beyond platonic.
No comment so far from Lex Luthor or from the jilted Lois Lane.
But, I mean, of course, we wanted to know where a super couple would go on date night. Jeff Johns would not spill the beans, but he offered this hint.
It's somewhere that they've never taken another superhero to. And they go to two places, one that's very important to Wonder Woman and one that's very important to Superman.
Sounds romantic, but workplace relationships can also cause tension. What will other Justice League members like Batman, Green Lantern, or The Flash think?
And is there a risk that this could break up the band?
Break up the band? It will cause some tensions, yes. I will say that, you know, when they do start to have a relationship, as people start to discover it, it does cause a lot of opinions and a lot of, you know, some think it's great, some think it's the worst thing in the world. And I think who has what opinion will surprise people.
This is my kind of celebrity gossip. Jeff Johns, writer of the Justice League series and chief creative officer at DC Comics, and things get juicier. NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See, has intercepted a series of texts between the new power couple, and you can read them at npr.org.